we're going to do the laws of Shema. We're up to chapter 60, and we're going to discuss here Din Brachos L'Kriya Shema. These are the laws of the blessings for the Shema, and the Im Tzrichim Kavona. Also, the question is, do you have to have Kavona? Do you have to have in mind by those blessings? Is that a requirement to have in mind the meaning of what you're saying? There are going to be five subsections, five se'ifim, in this chapter. And we already learned earlier that the rabbis instituted seven blessings, and two come before the Shema in the morning and one after. And at the nighttime, we have two before and two after. So he says like this in subsection Aleph, Bracha Sheniya Nechleku Chachamim Bipsichoso. There is a dispute amongst the sages how we start that second blessing, the exact wording of that second blessing. Yesh Oimrim Ahava Rabba. There are some say you say a great love, and some say V'yesh Oimrim Ahavas Oilam, an internal love. It's either a great love is the word, or the word is Ahavas Olam, eternal love. Ahavtanu Chulu. So he says, "V'ha'ga'onim hichriu." The ga'onim, those that follow the Talmud, they decided, they made a sort of a compromise, and they decided, "Loimar b'shachris ahava rabba," that in the morning you say ahava rabba, uba'arvis, and in the evening you say ahavas olam. Over there you say ahavas olam, and there's ahava rabba. So once like this rabbis and the other one like the other rabbi. So is the custom in these countries. However, according to the Kabbalah, and that's actually the Chabad tradition, we say Ahavas Olam in both. In the Ashkenaz Siddur, you'll see Ahava Rabba in the morning, but we say Ahavas Olam both, and that's based on the Kabbalah. Now, the question is, V'loma in bracha zu Pesachas Bebaruch. And we'll see next week when we'll learn in the Mishnah, you'll see what we're talking about over here now. In this halacha, it says, why does this blessing not open up with bracha? Because one would expect a blessing should start with the words Baruch Ata Hashem. But in this case, it doesn't start with Baruch Ata Hashem. This is a question. Ahavas Olam, Ahava Rabba, but there's no Baruch Ata Hashem. Why does this blessing not open up with a Baruch, with the words Baruch? Mipnei she'ismucha l'yotzer oir. Because it is next to, it's close to the blessing of Yotzer Oir, v'dayla b'baruch she'b'yotzer oir. And it's sufficient for her with the blessing of Yotzer Oir. There are various kinds of blessings that we make, right? And some blessings are before we do a mitzvah. Some blessings are before we enjoy. We have the Brichot HaShachar, which are praise to Hashem. And some blessings, like we're talking about now here, these are the blessings that we say before and after the Shema. These are varied blessings, which means they have a lot of text in them. It's not a short blessing, it's a long blessing. Now, if you notice, the first blessing, and sometimes you may not even realize it when you're looking in the Siddur, because the text changes, the size of the text, it seems like the paragraphs changes, it seems like it's a different blessing. If you just look in the Siddur, you don't realize it's not just like one long text from the beginning to the end. But when you know there's a longer blessing, it begins after Baruch Hu, and say in the morning, you start with Yotzer Or Uvorech Hoshech, start Baruch Ato Hashem, and then you end the bracha with the blessing Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Hamaoros. So all this in the middle, everything that's in the middle is all part of that first blessing. Now the next blessing doesn't open up with Baruch Ato Hashem. It opens up with Ahavas Olam in our Siddur, Ahava Rabba according to this. And the reason it doesn't have a baruch, that's what he's explaining over here, is because the bracha that we said in the very beginning goes for all the brachas that follow. So the second bracha technically is already a continuation, it's still a continuation of the first bracha. That's a rule. A bracha smucha l'chaverto. If one blessing is next to the other one, you don't open up with a bracha, because that opening of that bracha was the Baruch Atah Hashem you made at the very beginning. The next, a bracha which is next to another bracha, does not require to be opened up with a baruch. And we'll have several different discussions about how come in certain places we do, we don't. We already had before also some discussions about that. But that's the reason why the bracha doesn't have its opening with a baruch. Now you actually also take a look at the end, we'll see, after the Shema, also we start with Emes V'yatziv V'nochon, we start also with Tavra Baruch, because that's also still considered next, even though you have the Shema, but it's also considered next. And the same thing goes with the Gal Yisrael, I mean, it's only one bracha. Same thing in the afternoon, none of the brachas begin with a baruch, because they're next to the other bracha, so they don't open up with a baruch. Okay, let's do one more, subsection 2b. So he says, Habrachos einon ma'akvis es kriyas shema. The blessings do not hold back the reading of the Shema. In other words, you can fulfill your obligation of reading the Shema even though you did not say these blessings. These blessings will not prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah of reading the Shema. She'im kara b'loy b'rchoseho, if you read the Shema but you did not say these blessings, yotzo yidei chayvas krishma, you have fulfilled your obligation of reading the Shema. V'choizer v'koyre habroches b'loy kriya shema. Then you can go back and you can read these blessings without the Shema. So it's instituted in this way. You have two blessings, Shema and another blessing in the morning. But if you just read the Shema, that's okay too. Then you can just read these blessings later on. And that's why, you know, we'll learn later on. When somebody comes late to shul, for example, doesn't have time to say all the blessings. So technically you can say the Shema. And what we'll learn, it's best to say Gal Yisrael with the Shemoneh Esrei, but technically you can start right away with the Amida. So people who come in late and they're not going to daven all of the davening anyways, they're just going to take some part of it, so they might as well do the Shema, because they're not going to do it right then. They can do the brachas, they do the Shema, and then if the minyan needs them to help them because you need six people to do the Amida, they can go straight to the Amida to do the together with the congregation. So at least they'll be praying with the Shliach Tzibur, although they're not going to be saying the Gal Yisrael before the Tefillah, but they're not saying it anyways because they don't have the time to do the whole thing anyway. So they might as well at least do some parts of it. But he says here, if you read it without the blessings, you fulfilled the obligation of reading the Shema. And then you were going to read the blessings without the Shema. So he says, explains to you like this. What happens if a person, let's say, put on the tefillah, right? And then he realized that he didn't make a bracha when he put on the tefillah. He's not going to make a bracha later on, because the bracha you make is before you do the mitzvah, for doing the mitzvah. But once you've done the mitzvah, you're not going to go ahead and make another blessing. That's the din by all the mitzvahs. You know, after you shook the lulav already, you're not going to make a bracha. Even if you didn't make a bracha before, you're not going to make another bracha. It's after the fact. The reason we make the bracha is, oh, you're blessing God for giving you the opportunity to do the mitzvah, but once you've done the mitzvah, it's over with. It's done. But the blessing of Shema over here isn't the same thing. We're not making a blessing, bless you God for giving us the mitzvah of reading the Shema. Which is another question, why not? And because there's other blessings. But these blessings, that's what he says like this, Shebirchas Kriya Shema Einon Kibirchas Shar Mitzvahs. The blessings that we make on the Shema aren't the same as the blessing of other mitzvahs. She'ein Mevarchin Oysom Elo Oyver Lasiyosom. The blessing for other mitzvahs, we do them only before we do the mitzvah, we make the blessing. Always we do the mitzvah before we make the blessing. But in this case, it's not a blessing like that, because Shara'inim Mevarach Hasher Kedisholim Mitzvah Yisavitzvonu Likra Yisav Shema. He doesn't make a blessing Oh, you have commanded us with the mitzvahs to read the Shema. Ukumeshin is bar b'simen nun tes. As he said earlier in section 59, section 4, subsection 4, so we don't make a blessing to read the Shema. If the blessing before the Shema was to read the Shema, that was the blessing, then you couldn't do it. But these blessings have nothing to do with the Shema. They're just blessing, thanking God for giving us the Son, thanking God for His love that He gave to the Jewish people, talking about the redemption after the Shema. But he says, "Va'afapi kein yet." If you did read the Shema and you didn't say the blessing, you fulfilled. So he says, "Toiv." The best thing is lachziv likrish kriya Shema im avrachas. It's best to read the Shema with the blessings. It won't hurt you saying the Shema again, even though you fulfilled your obligation already with the Shema. Don't just say the brachas. Say the brachas with the Shema the way it was ordained, the way it was originally put in instituted. Ukumeshin is bar v'im lechazar mutar im abrachas v'im lechazar v'kara. But if he did not repeat again, he didn't read lo yakriya shema v'lo yabracha. Then he didn't read. He didn't read the Shema. He didn't read the brachas. Whatever. Still, yotze yidei choivas kriya Shema. He fulfilled the obligation of the Shema. You don't, without reading, even though you're not reading it. So basically, with the blessings, he tells you to go ahead and do it. But if you didn't do it, you fulfilled the obligation. Then yochid she'osa kein bein tzibur. Doesn't matter whether an individual or a community. Which means that if, as a community, we said before that the blessings of Shema, he can fulfill them, but he didn't talk about the Shema itself. In other words, he talked about the brichas of the Kriya Shema before, that you can fulfill the people, other people, their obligation. What about the Shema itself? If somebody is listening to you saying the Shema, and you have in mind, can you fulfill the obligation? Or here, everybody has to read it themselves. There's no fulfilling the obligation from listening to anybody else. He didn't talk specifically about the Shema. I want to just check that out separate. But he says, because he says here, if he didn't read the Shema not the brachas, you fulfill the obligation of the Kriya Shema, whether an individual has done so or a community. Now, a tzibur has done what? So they just did the Shema. They didn't say the blessings. So it seems over here that the tzibur can read the Shema for the community. The Alter Rebbe talked before about the brachas, that you can fulfill the, because they're long brachas, you could fulfill the obligation with 9 people, and they say amen. So that's what it seems like. I have to just check this out. That's why when we do, like, sometimes the Shema, when we put on tefillin. Okay, when you put, you just have time to put on the tefillin. You don't have time. Or I shouldn't say you don't have time. You're not going to say the whole thing. So at least minimally, you say the first section of the Shema with the portion of Vahavta. That's that section. So at least you fulfill the mitzvah of reading the Shema. Now, of course, it's better to do the whole thing. But if you're not doing the whole thing, you should do that. You should do that part. That's why he keeps on mentioning to you that it doesn't matter. Even not doing it with the blessings does not affect the validity of the Shema. So even though his recommendation is, you know, sometimes people read the Shema in the morning, they want to eat something they don't want to eat before reading the Shema, but yet they're going to come to shul, they're going to daven, they're going to read the Shema again inside of the prayer. That's the best way to do it, he says. But still, if you didn't do it, it didn't affect the reading of the Shema. Okay, we'll leave it over here, and we shall continue.